Most of us know that there's no such thing as saving room for dessert at a meal. Everyone knows from biology class that desserts just go into your special dessert stomach. But people use that as an excuse sometimes when they don't like your Thanksgiving cooking and they want to get out of eating it. I thought I would share you some of the fake excuses people give to try to get out of eating your bad meal.
Okay, you know what? I see what you're talking about here. I've done that before.
Okay.
Especially like family reunions. I'll go there, and I can always eat the sweets, like coconut cakes, whatever, you know, pies, stuff like that. But if, you know, Aunt Betsy's making that green bean casserole tangerine mayonnaise stuff.
With the mayonnaise and the Jello.
She mixes those together?
Yeah, I'm like, ooh. I don't want that.
And marshmallows.
Yeah, and I don't know how it's been cooked, so I'll always go to the desserts.
Okay.
Yeah. So that makes sense to me.
Well, good. I'm glad. That's not exactly what I'm saying, but still, I'm glad it made sense to you.
Okay.
What they found is that people have some go-to excuses whenever they don't like your cooking and they want to get out of eating it. And one of them is, I'm saving room for dessert. So you're like, oh, I would have that green bean casserole, tangerine, marshmallow gelatin thing, but I'm saving room for dessert.
I've heard that before, and they were serious, though.
Well, like we said, most people are able to eat dessert even after a big meal.
Yeah.
So that could have been a lie. I don't want to make you feel bad. Another lie that people use when they're trying to get out of your Thanksgiving cooking is, oh, I had a big breakfast this morning. The truth is, very few people eat a big breakfast on Thanksgiving morning because they know they're getting ready to go to a big Thanksgiving feast.
Well, I know. I have heard that before.
I'm sure you have.
And that's because they get up early, watch the parade, they're cooking, they have breakfast, and they think dinner's going to be later than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a lunch, it's a dinner. So I can see how people would load up at breakfast.
I can see that some people are not going to accept these as easily as others.
Right.
People that have heard them over and over throughout the years.
But if you're going to somebody you know, like your mama's cooking, you ain't gonna eat breakfast, ain't no doubt about it. But if I'm going to some surprise person I don't know, I might eat breakfast just in case.
Well, you don't have to. You can just say you did, because that's what a lot of these are, is lies. They're just things that people have come up with that are excuses to get out of eating your dinner.
Oh, so you go and eye the food and then you say, oh, that dressing's too dry.
You're like, oh, I had a big breakfast.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I'm hoping some other home that we visit today is going to have good food.
And then you try to make the dressing a little bit better. Like, pass that the gravy, please. The whole bowl. Matter of fact, is that in the kitchen? Just get what's ever on the stove. No, don't you drown it with gravy, your dressing?
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, especially like if they have a dry turkey, too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the third thing is, I'm on a diet. Very few people actually stick to diets on Thanksgiving. And if your meal's good enough, they're going to cheat on their diet that day. So if you find someone that's sticking to their diet with your Thanksgiving meal, they don't like your Thanksgiving meal. They don't like your cooking.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it's in the Bible somewhere about not dieting on Thanksgiving. And if it's not, it should be.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So,
I've had friends who started diets on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I bet you have.
No, I'm serious.
When they walked in the door.
I understand.
It's because you serve tofurkey or whatever.
Yes, tofurkey. We got in trouble saying that one year.
Yeah, I almost did just then.
I know.
I can see it. You on a diet? It's starting right now.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Where's the dessert?
And they say some of the fails that you can do Thanksgiving is not having all the cooking done on time.
That's
hard. So they're like, oh, sorry, but the dressing won't be out for another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or everything's ready but the turkey. It's going to have to go another hour.
Yeah.
Oh, and I hate that.
Or cutting into the turkey and you realize it's not cooked all the way.
Yeah, those ice chips shouldn't be there in the middle. And oh my God, there's a plastic bag in here.
Wow, look at all those.
A colostomy bag.
Oh, no.
Bert had a colostomy bag.
Okay, some other issues are overcooking the turkey. No one wants to have turkey jerky for Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah.
Not having enough chairs, so there's people standing around or sitting on the floor. Spilling something on the floor like the gravy boat. Mm-hmm. And then finally, forgetting the cranberry sauce, they say.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't don't care about that.
I would think some people don't.
Yeah.
I like the cranberry sauce that's the real stuff where it's got the little bites of cranberries
no.
in it.
Yummy.
You,
uh-huh.
you like the gelatin thing that's the shape of the can?
I like the shape of the can.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I've actually carried my own can before just in case.
Well, I bet you have. After a big meal, you carry your own can around.
Because you want to have cranberry sauce, and uh-huh. a lot of people sometimes make fancier with orange in it or something.
Can you imagine her sitting at the table, and you know, it's like this got that fancy cranberry sauce in a fancy container right there, and Heidi's like, oh, "Where's my purse? Let me get that big
Do you have a can opener?"
Yeah, I just say, "Let her." She pulls her can opener out at the table.
Anybody else want a slice?
Well, the kids like the one out of the can the most.
And you hear it when it comes out of the can.
Yeah, just drops out on that plate.
That's when it comes out of her can.
Yeah. Hey,
really, Tom?
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah.